Good morning. My name is Angie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the first quarter 2016 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. I would now like to turn the conference over to David Rudnick. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Angie. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramic's first quarter 2016 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramic's Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhao Jiang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements as contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We refer to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management estimates as of today, June 2nd, 2016. China Ceramic assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name, EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled from net income, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. A table reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings press release issued earlier today. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramic's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhao Jiang, and China Ceramic's CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Rui-Hsuan Dai will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大 卫， 我代表公司欢迎大家参加2016年第一季度财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our first quarter 2016 earnings conference call.
如我们预 期， 在2016年第一季 度， 中国的宏观经济负面影响 呢， 国内房地产市场也建材市 场， 导致我们公司销售收入同比大幅下滑。然而，尽管销售额比同比降低 41%， 我们公司在本季度能保持了合理的现金流。另 外， 我们通过降低折旧等方法控制了生产成 本， 使得公司的盈利能力比去年同期有所提升。
As anticipated, our first quarter 2016 revenue was substantially down from the year ago period, reflecting the currently challenging market conditions in our sector in China. However, despite a 41% contraction in sales volume compared to the first quarter of 2015, we were able to report a reasonable level of cash flow in the first quarter. In addition, a decrease in our cost of sales, including lower depreciation expenses, enabled us to achieve improved profitability as compared to the year ago quarter.
在第一季 度， 我们依据市场环 境， 继续通过控制现有工厂产能的方法降低运营成本。公司全年的总设计产能是4200万平方米瓷 砖， 我们利用年化1300万平方米瓷砖的生产设备，我们将在经济情况转好时 期， 用闲置产 能， 尽管第一季度销售额低于过往季 度， 但市场对高利润瓷砖的需求很 大， 这使得我们能将产能价格维持在稳定水平。
In the first quarter, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the market environment in order to keep our operating costs low. We utilized the production facilities capable of producing 13 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. We will bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves. Although sales volume in the first quarter was lower than that in past periods, we saw some demand for our higher margin ceramic tiles, which sustained the average selling price of our products.
我们坚信中国的城市化进程及人口趋势仍处于持续发展阶段，房地产行业的需求不平衡会导致间接性的波动。我们认为由于房地产行业存量巨大，今年公司的运营环境依旧困难。然而如果楼市库存得以化解，可以预计基建建设和建材行业都将从中受益。接下来我想请财务总监建万先生来详细介绍公司第一季度的营收情况，谢谢。
We believe that while China's urbanization and demographic trends are sustainable, occasionally volatility will occur due to imbalance in housing supply and demand. We continue to believe that the operating environment for the rest of the year will be challenging due to abundant real estate still in inventory and unsold. However, once the current inventory of real estate properties is worked through the sales channels,we expect a rebound in the construction and building material sectors will materialize. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's first quarter earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the first quarter and fiscal year 2016.Our revenue for the first quarter and March 31st, 2016 was RMB 134.2 million, or US dollar 20.8 million, a decrease of 36% from RMB 209.8 million, or US dollar 33.8 million, in the first quarter of 2016. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was primarily due to a 41.4% decrease in sales volume to 4.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles from 7 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the year-ago quarter, slightly offset by a 10.1% increase in average selling price to RMB 32.8 per square meters from RMB 29.8 per square meters in the year-ago quarter.Gross profit for the first quarter and March 31st, 2016 was RMB 18 million, or US dollar 2.8 million, an increase of 30.4% from RMB 13.8 million, or US dollar 2.2 million in the year-ago quarter. The gross profit margin was 13.4%,for the first quarter compared to a gross profit margin of 6.6% in the year-ago quarter. The improvement in gross margin was primarily driven by the 40.7% decrease in the cost of sales attributable to a decrease in depreciation due to the company's taking an asset impairment charged in the fourth quarter of 2015 that reduced the value of the company's plant.Property and equipment, and a 10.1% increase in average selling price. The profit from operation before taxes for the first quarter of 2016 was RMB 8.5 million, or US dollar 1.3 million, up 97.7% from RMB 4.3 million or $0.7 million in the year-ago quarter. The year-over-year increase in profit from operations was primarily the result of a decrease of RMB 5.9 million in depreciation and amortization in the first quarter of 2016 due to an asset impairment taken in the fourth quarter of 2015, partially offset by the year-over-year increase in selling and distribution and administrative expenses in the current period. Net profit for the first quarter of 2016 was RMB 6 million or $0.9 million in the current quarter, as compared to RMB 2.8 million or $0.4 million in the first quarter in 2015. Earnings per fully diluted share for the first quarter of 2016, on a basic and fully diluted basis, were RMB 0.28 or $0.04 and RMB 0.26 or $0.04 respectively, as compared to basic and fully diluted RMB 0.14 or $0.02 in the first quarter of 2015. EBITDA was RMB 18.8 million or $2.8 million for the first quarter and March 31st, 2016, down 16.4% from EBITDA of RMB 22.5 million or $3.6 million in the first quarter of 2015. For a detailed reconciliation of your EBITDA, a non-GAAP measure to its nearest GAAP equivalent, please see the financial table at the end of this release. Turning to our balance sheet. As of March 31st, 2016, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 1.5 million or $0.2 million, as compared to RMB 0.5 million or $0.08 million as of fiscal year end 2015. As of March 31st, 2016, inventory turn was 226 days compared to 131 days as of December 31st, 2015. Trade receivables turnover was 292 days compared to 263 days as of fiscal year end 2015. The increase in inventory turnover days was primarily due to 36% decrease in sales to RMB 134.2 million or $20.8 million in the first quarter of 2016 from RMB 208.3 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. The company believes that its inventory is within reasonable aging parameters, and the currently challenging economic environment has caused a higher inventory turnover than normal. Trade receivables turnover was 292 days as of March 31st, 2016, compared with 163 days as of December 31st, 2015. The sequential quarter-over-quarter increase in trade receivable turnover days was primarily due to the 36% decrease in revenue to RMB 134.2 million or $20.8 million from RMB 208.3 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. The currency challenging environment has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivable turnover figure than normal. The company has sound relationships with these customers and does not believe that it will experience difficulties associated with collection from those accounts. As a capital expenditure update, we review the level of capital expenditures throughout the year and make adjustments adjusted subject to market conditions. Although business conditions are subject to change, we anticipate a modest level of capital expenditures for 2016, other than those associated with minimal upgrades, small repairs, and maintenance of equipment. Moving on to our business outlook. In the first quarter of 2016, we experienced a substantial contraction in our sales volume compared to the first quarter of 2015, due to the effects of a slowdown in China's construction and real estate sectors. In the first quarter of 2016, the company's sales volume was 4.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles. It decreased 41.4% as compared to sales volume of 7 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the year-ago quarter. We view the current quarter's decrease in sales volume as due to difficult macroeconomic and real estate conditions in China, as evidenced by an increase in unsold housing, a reduction in new construction, and a decrease in residential properties sold in recent months. However, the average selling price for our products increased from the first quarter, which we believe is attributable to our strong brand name and quality of product and service. In the first quarter, and company's average selling price per square meters was RMB 32.8, an increase of 10.1% as compared to an average selling price to RMB 29.8 per square meters of ceramic tiles in year-ago quarter. We expect the currency challenging market conditions to continue for the rest of 2016, as housing construction has recently recorded its first ever declines. Further, at the end of the first quarter, the number of homes that remain unsold rose 7.4% year over year. However, we believe that in the long term, the economic fundamentals for growth are still in place. As the real estate and construction sector continue to be essential to Chinese economy. Over the last 2 years, the Chinese government has taken its variety of action to stimulate the real estate sector. The most recent measure was the lowering of reserve requirement ratio to for banks of 50 basis points in February 2016 to stimulate the economy as well as to spur mortgage lending. This includes lowering the reserve requirement ratio for banks, cutting interest rates repeatedly, reducing the minimum mortgage down payment for the first time buyer, and lowering the minimum capital ratio for fixed asset investments. However, there is no assurance that the Chinese government will continue to adopt these or similar measures. We typically receive orders from customers 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. We enter into a dealership agreement with customers and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of March 31st, 2016, our backlog was approximately RMB 136.2 million, or US dollar 21.1 million, which represents the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of first quarter. This compares to a backlog of 2 months revenue of RMB 165.6 million as of March 31st, 2015. A year-over-year decrease of 17.7%. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenues that might be expected in the next quarter, though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. In our view, the real estate and construction sector will continue to exhibit sound fundamentals long-term due China's urbanization trend and a shift towards a more consumer-led economy. Government support for both affordable and senior housing is also expected to generate opportunities for real estate companies. We believe that our ability to offer our customers a wide breadth of customized products that include new roofing products gives us a competitive advantage, as those are our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities. As an update to the class action litigation, the company previously disclosed that it had reached an agreement to settle the outstanding class action litigation against the company for $850,000, consisting of $310,000 payable in cash and $540,000 to be issued in the company's common shares. On January 6, 2016, the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York held a final hearing to consider approval of settlement and on April 22, 2016, it issued a final order approving the settlement. Under the terms of court's final order approving the settlement issued on April 22, 2016, the number of common shares issuable by the company is determined by the dividing $540,000 by the average closing price of the company's common shares on the 10 days preceding the final approval hearing, which will result in the company's being obligated to issue 554,415 common shares, all of which would be freely tradable. Since January 6, 2016, the market value of the company's common stock has dropped substantially. Counsel for the plaintiffs in litigation has sought to renegotiate the date for the determination of the number of shares issuable in the settlement. The company believes that the settlement is final and binding and cannot be modified without the company's consent, and the company has refused to agree to such a modification. More recently, plaintiffs have notified the court of their intention to ask the court to modify the formula governing the number of shares issuable by the company in the settlement, such that the number of shares will be determined by the dividing $540,000 by the average closing price of company's common share on the 10 days preceding on the final approved order, which would increase the number of shares issuable by the companies in the settlement by 734,368 common shares. The company is resisting the lead plaintiff's efforts to modify the settlement, but there can be no assurance that the company's position will be sustained. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the first quarter 2016 financial and operating performance. Operator.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1 to ask an audio question. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no audio questions at this time.
Thank you.
There are no questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back to David Rutnick for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Angie. On behalf of the entire Thomas Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes Thomas Ceramics' first quarter 2016 earnings call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect your lines at this time.